Welcome back to Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox. I'm your host, Cindy Sheehan. You're listening at CindySheehanSoapbox.com or CommunityProgressiveRadio.org. And I am in a place called Allen Reed, Texas today. And we are almost halfway through Tour de Peace. We've come a long way. We've done a lot of amazing things. And today, if you listen to the show, and I hope you're going to listen to the show because you're tuned in right now, you will hear from the people who have been on the tour, who are still on the tour, and about their experiences with actually being bicycle riding across the country for peace and for justice. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with myself and Team Tour de Peace.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Royce.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I wanna do is fight.
I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way.
So forget all your duties, oh yeah.
Run for them girls, they'll be riding today.
So look out for those beauties, oh yeah.
On your marks, get set, go!
Everybody for calling in today to hear about Tour de Peace, and this is for Cindy Sheehan Soapbox. I'm obviously Cindy Sheehan. We've completed 1 month and 3 days of the tour. Today, Tour de Peace is in, where are we? Allen Reed, Texas, and we rode our bike from Amarillo, our bikes from Amarillo to Groome, Texas today. We had a good 35, 40 miles in. We have a really, really amazingly strong wind blowing from the side. So that makes it a challenge. At least it's not a headwind. It could be worse. It could be a headwind. Today's ride was very flat, so if it's, the wind's blowing really hard, but we are in the prairie, so I think that that's going to be something we're going to have to get used to, the winds going whistling down the plains, I guess, because that's where we are. We have really, like, it's been an amazing trip so far, I would have to say. It's been amazing traveling down historic Route 66. We've had some hosts and some awesome experiences. Everybody's been so hospitable. We had a great event in Amarillo last night. The place was pretty full. We had a wonderful potluck, and we had wonderful music, and our friend Rusty Tomlinson did a really good job organizing that. We had people coming from as far away as Lubbock and Austin, Texas, to be at the event last night. And so then also Tour de Peace took a diversion to Dallas when they, what do you want to call it, dedicated the Bush Library, and we were able to meet with about 200 other people and protest
protest the lives, still protest the wars. Obama was there. So, you know, we felt it was a good trip because Obama is continuing the crimes of the, you know, Bush regime, the Clinton regime, whatever regime you want to talk about. It's just a steady diet of war and police state oppression. And, you know, we've had just about enough of it. And so we're riding across the country hoping that we're going to rally people to be, you know, activists of conscience and principle, not a political party. And I think we've been meeting a really, really good response as we've been riding across the country. And it's just amazing to me that we've come this far and done this well in the short time that we've been riding. And we're looking forward to having a really great event in Norman, Oklahoma this Sunday. That's going to be our next event. And I think, Dee Dee, I'm going to call on you to, update people and talk about your experiences when you've been with us and looking forward to being with us again.
All righty. So, hi, everybody. Is there anyone on the call who we've already come to your city? If so, thank you so much. Everybody's been so awesome. We have had a couple bumpy stops. I won't deny it, but they've all been really good for the most part. I've been in and out of the tour twice now, and it is an amazing experience, as Cindy keeps saying, just the people we meet and, you know, the sights along the way. We totally stood on the corner in Winslow, Arizona, so that's pretty awesome. Yeah, but... Yeah, kind of weird, but fun. So I'm home now. I'm hoping to be back with you guys in Oklahoma. I'm hoping the funds come in so I can be there for Norman. And then I think I'm going to be with you guys through St. Louis, I think. Right, Cindy?
We're hoping, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so... Days are blurry. I thought today was Monday. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We have a new rider coming in to Oklahoma to meet us at Oklahoma City, right?
Yeah, Rich Paul. So he's very excited. He emailed me today and he just wants to know what the tarp is for. So I told him I think to put your stuff on, I don't know. Yeah, that's on the list of supplies we suggested people bring it for camping. So, anyway, that was just a little sidebar there. So, anyway, just as far as the stops go, we pretty much, and Zach, I don't know if you've heard from Brandon, but he's pretty much been MIA. So, we have a couple other people, Debbie Billington and Mark Manley, who want to step in and help with Tulsa.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got a hold of Mark. My wife is good friends with him, and so she called him, and he's trying to set up the Tulsa stop for the new Woody Guthrie Museum. So that would be super cool.
Yeah. So that's really cool. Yeah, and they seem pretty excited about it. Debbie's going to host everybody at her home, so it sounds like she's got a big yard for camping and some room inside. So that's going to be pretty neat. Pretty much the rest of the route, the times that we wanted to have, the stops we selected to have events at are pretty much full now. Just Pontiac and Joliet, but those seem kind of minor, but I'm still working on those. And then once we get to the D.C. area, we have Gaithersburg, will be Patrick McCann, and then someone contacted me about Manassas, and I can't think right now off the top of my head, but so anyway, throughout that time, Maliki wants us to do an event at the CIA headquarters, right, Cindy?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, so that could take up some of that time too. So we're good all the way through. I just, you know, need to nail down details from everybody, and looks like kind of smooth riding the rest of the way. Yay. So
okay,
that's
cool.
My report. Yeah.
Okay. So, thanks, Dee Dee. And I'm going to bring our driver on right now, Malcolm Chaddock, who he's kind of like our safety monitor, and he drives the van while we are riding and makes sure that the conditions are safe and keeps a pretty good watch on us. So, and also Malcolm, of course, is a wonderful activist in his own right, and I want him to talk about his experience if he's had the overall impressions he's gotten on the ride. So here is Malcolm.
Hi, everybody. Well, okay. I hope you can hear me okay. Dee Dee, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Mal. How you doing?
Yeah. Good, good. It's good to hear your voice. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Well, the tour has... has been a real success. I'm very impressed with the response that we're getting from the people that we have met. They've really been wonderful. And, so I get to keep talking. Yes, keep talking, she said. Okay. Anyway, the road conditions out here are generally pretty fair. As outside the cities, but 66 in a lot of the cities has turned into a kind of a main thoroughfare, and unfortunately it is not very bike friendly in the more populated sections, so we have been forced to skip a little bit of the city itself and go out to where it's safe to ride. Route 66 has been taken over by Highway 40 in some parts, and 40's not real neat to ride on. There's trucks jamming by really fast, but it is possible to stay on the frontage roads for most of the way. And now that we're off the incline, or rather heading downhill, most of the time if we're on an incline, things have gotten a lot easier. Initially, of course, there are some really heavy grades up through Klein's Corners, New Mexico, and that was some hard work for Cindy, and a little bit scary at times with the oncoming traffic, and then the guys who had to go around us sometimes, so that got a little intense. But for the most part, it's been pretty decent sailing, except for the winds. Which has been really, yeah, really, which we actually talked about, hey, this if we could rig some sails on the bikes, today would have been a really good day for it, because the wind coming from the side would have made a really good sail filler. Anyway, I've been having a really great time talking to people of all kinds. Our last host was a water hydrologist. I learned quite a bit about the Ogallala aquifer and the things that are threatening it, and all kinds of environmental concerns that people have in the different areas that we pass through. And also I've had a chance to observe some of the effects of the car culture on towns that have been bypassed. There are some spots out there that are so depressed the scrappers haven't even hit the building that fell down. I mean, it's pretty intense. But everywhere we've gone, we've met really great people who are doing really good things, and we have managed to bring some folks together who didn't know each other before, and that's always a mission accomplished, in my opinion. And so that's really about all I got to say. Here you go, Cindy.
Okay, great. Thank you, Malcolm. That's Malcolm Chaddock. I think John Gold is on the call, so I'm going to unmute you, John, and let you talk about your experiences with the tour and but it's not unmuting. Well, anyway, John, there you are. Is that you, John?
Here I am. Yeah, that's me. Hey, Cindy.
Yeah,
and Optimate TV. I just want to reiterate what everybody said so far. So the people that we met along the way, and unfortunately I'm home because I hurt my hip. I had to leave the tour. But when I was there, the people that we met were incredible. The experiences and the scenery that we got to see was absolutely amazing in a lot of sections. I appreciated Joshua Tree. Parts of Arizona I thought were gorgeous. I mean, it's just a beautiful trip to make, and obviously it's an important trip. And it hurts to see, you know, things going on while I'm not there. I'd love to be there, but, you know, I got to take care of myself.
Right.
I'm thrilled that things are going well in Amarillo and Phoenix, and I'm doing my best right now to contact media outlets prior to you guys arriving to try and get people to come out there. And I don't know if it's working, but I've been getting a lot of media, so that's a good thing. I just highly recommend it if you have the time to join along if you can, or support the tour to the best of your ability. Just tell people about it. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
Yeah, thank you, John. Yeah, we miss you.
I miss you guys.
I don't have anybody that has emailed with any questions or who would like to speak. So we do have Dan, who is still here, a bike rider, and the photographer who has been doing an awesome job keeping as far as we can, because a lot of times we don't have great internet service or phone service even. So whenever Dan gets a chance, he's been posting regular pictures at the John, can you mute your phone again, *6, please? I can hear some background from you. Thank you. So and he does have some videos from my talk last night in Amarillo that he'd like to download if we ever get someplace that has any kind of fast internet speed. So, Dan, did you want to say something to them? You have to come here because they can't hear you clear across the room. So here's our photographer and the other cycler, Dan.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Okay.
I've been having a great time doing this, and it's been an honor. I'm probably like the newest one on board this thing. A lot of people have known Cindy or Malcolm or anyone longer, so I'm a little bit new to the circle here, so a little nervous, but I'm hanging in there, and it's just been a great ride. The people we've met have been really great, and I'm really enjoying this. And I guess that's all I have to say for now.
Okay, great.
So, you know, what I want to do right now is Zach Flash from Norman, can you unmute yourself since you're our next stop and tell us, like, what the plans are and how things are going there and how we if we can do anything to help?
Yeah, certainly. Can you guys hear me? Or can you hear me
at
least? Okay, wonderful. So we have been going between Norman and Oklahoma City with locations. First off, I got a press release in my email from another bike tour that I guess you're meeting up with in Oklahoma City, Jacob George.
Yes, I haven't heard from Jacob lately, though, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Maybe you can forward us the press release so we can find out about it.
Certainly, because it's wrong. I called him yesterday and spoke with him at length, and and some of the dates that he had said weren't correct, at least not for your portion, and it seemed like the way that the press release was written had you guys being at every stop together sort of thing, but the way he understands it is you'll probably be in Tulsa, for instance, on two different days. So that was a little frustrating. And so I talked with him about that. For your stop that we've been planning, we've been kind of going between Oklahoma City and Norman. Some people just don't like the politics of the entire thing, which is completely ridiculous. So we ran into a couple bumps, but I think we've got a good spot set for you, Norman. We definitely have a place for you to stay. I've got two or three places that were very interested in hosting. The Oklahoma Center for Conscious was talking about sending people, as well as the Peace House. Their directors currently on sabbatical, and so that's been a little bit of difficulty as well, because he's kind of our main resource and he's under the weather. So things are coming together. They've been bumpy because I had a spot picked in Oklahoma City that would have got a lot of press, and then their board backed out at the last moment, decided that anti-war is too political for us.
Well, exactly. That's what I was about to say. What about they like? You know, anti-war,
you know,
is too political.
Absolutely. So that was really disappointing. My contact there is a great guy, but he says that their board is just not always on board, and this time they weren't. So that was really disappointing, because he had almost assured me that that would be a go, and then you know, apparently anti-war is not the right message for the buckle of the Bible Belt. So we're turning things around and definitely making some headway. It's just, it's been kind of a process. This is Oklahoma, and it's a pain in the ass sometimes.
And you just had a new baby, too.
And I have a new baby. She is a month as of 2 days ago. She had a checkup today. She is absolutely excited for you to be here.
So she was born almost the same time we started the tour then. What day was she born?
She's born on the 8th.
Yeah, so we started on the 4th. So, yeah, she's very, very close to the tour. So, okay, Zach, well, I'm sure Dee Dee, and we'll keep in close contact with you. And we're getting close.
Absolutely, very close. We're getting close,
Zach,
and we're getting excited.
Can't wait to meet you. I'm very excited, too.
Yes, ma'am. We can't wait as well. But you guys
talk,
be safe out there.
Okay, we will. We are. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so if nobody's emailed me with questions, so right now I'm with you an extra question. While you unmute yourself, *6, if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, if you want to press *6 and do that, I'll wait a few minutes. But if not, I think we're pretty much finished with this call. Okay, I see someone from the 781 area code has unmuted themselves.
Hi, it's Charlie from Kent, Ohio. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes,
hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
My question is, Dee Dee had...
Uh-oh.
It's breaking in and out.
Oh, no, we can't hear you.
I just emailed you. Perhaps when that comes through, you can take a look at what I was going to say.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Let me look. Okay, I got it. Charlie?
Okay.
This is Mark Manley from Tulsa.
Okay, Mark, hang on 1 second. I was just looking at Charlie's email. So I think Charlie's email can be answered by email. Okay, thank you, Charlie. I'm sorry about that. So Mark Manley, go ahead.
Yes, I've been trying to set something up. I was excited about the idea of you being speaking at the new Woody Guthrie Center here, but apparently their auditorium is not really set up, which is a shame, because I think you and Woody Guthrie would get along just fine. But but I'm looking at something else. I wonder if you would be up for giving a speech outside at a small park in downtown Tulsa.
Yes, of course.
Okay, I'll look at that next. I'm sure I'll find something. And something had been said about possibly camping in my yard. Does that
mm-hmm.
sound right? Yeah, you're
yeah.
certainly welcome to do that.
We can do that, yeah. Be perfect.
Certainly welcome. Yeah, I'd love to ride a bit with you, but I don't have a bike. I haven't been on a bike since I was a small child, so I don't know how
we
that
have
would
an extra bike. We have an extra bike if you want to ride with us.
Oh, wow. Well, that would be great. I'd
okay.
love to.
Okay. Once you never forget how to ride a bike, so we'll let you use our extra bike, and you can ride as far as you want with us, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds exciting.
Okay, Mark, well, I guess we'll see you next week.
Okay, certainly on the
okay.
17th, right?
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then we had somebody from the 415 area code. Wanted to make a comment or a question. 415. Okay, 415 area code that wanted to make a comment or a question. Okay. No, I guess not. 618.
Hi, Cindy. This is Jan Stover here in Greenville, Illinois, and I just wanted to let you know how happy we are that you're going to be able to make a detour on your tour and come join us at our peace vigil.
Okay, we're very excited about that, too.
Well,
and we thank you for reaching out to us. I think the tour is getting more steam and momentum, and more people are, you know, kind of like you did, excited that you did.
Well, we've been at this little, you know, mission on our own here for about a year and a half with our monthly peace vigils. And sometimes it's, you know, my husband and I stand on the corner, and sometimes it's a whole handful of people. And when we saw mm-hmm. you were close, we thought this would just be a perfect opportunity for us to meet you and you to come this direction. And so, like I said, we're looking forward to it.
Okay, awesome. And we're looking forward to it too, Jan.
Sounds
so thank
good.
You so much. Okay, we'll be in touch. So everybody, like we always say, you can always get a hold of me at CindySheehanSoapbox@gmail.com. And Didi is Didi4Peace, that's the number 4@gmail.com. And thank you, everybody, for joining the call. And hopefully along the route, along the line, and like we told Mark, we have an extra bike, or if you want a bike all or part of the way, you're welcome to join us. And we're just really having a great time, and we don't want to hog all this fun to ourselves. And, you know, it's just really amazing to go along the country, go across the country at a very slow pace. You're not flying over the country in an airplane. You're not speeding through the country in a automobile death trap. You're just going very slowly, and you see so many things that that you don't see when you're speeding across the United States of America. So somebody from 765 unmuted themselves. Say something.
Oh, no, I was just unmuting so I could say goodbye when we left. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you so much. Goodbye, Rusty. We miss you.
Bye,
we haven't
Emily.
Seen you since morning in Amarillo. Okay, everybody, keep in touch with us, and we love you all. So thank you for joining our call today. Bye-bye. Peace out for now.
That's our show today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you were inspired, and I really hope you come out and see us. Our route is at tourtopeace.org, and you can also support us there at the website. I'd like to thank Team Tour to Peace for dedicating 3 months of their lives at least to this effort. And I'd like to thank, as always, Don DeBar, my engineer, and he's with Community Progressive Radio, my producer, Mikey, and you especially for listening. I'm Cindy Sheehan. I'm here, like I said, in Allen Reed, Texas. This is Cindy Sheehan Soapbox. Peace out for now.